Toy Day, the Toy Raider by Efrain Brochfeld.
This week's Parsha's Chukas, has many different themes. And they seem to be all fragmented, and it's hard to find a common theme between all of these stories. Starting with the Mei Merivo, afterwards the punishment of Moshe Nahar and they shouldn't go to Eretz Yisrael. Then afterwards, Vayishlach Moshe Maluchim El Melech Edom, the encounter with Edom. Misa Saharan, then you have the Mechume with Melech Arad. The story of the snakes. And the Mechume with Sichoin Melech Emoyim. In the Sefer Meir Eine Chachum of the Ossof Tzerebe, he goes through all these parashas, and he explains it in a fascinating way, and he explains that all have one common theme. And he starts with the Mei Merivo. Many famous questions are being asked on the story, where Shabbeinu is being asked to speak to the stone, to hit the stone, what was exactly his mistake, what was the punishment. Let's go through a bit the first psukim. Vayavoyu b'nei Yisrael, Koleidu midbar tzin v'chodesh orishon, v'yeshe v'om v'kudesh v'tumo shomirim v'tiku v'rishon. V'lohoyu mayim l'eidu, there was no water, the first thing which they did, v'yikohalu al Moshe v'l'aharin, they gathered towards Moshe v'l'aharin, v'yure v'om v'moshe, there was a certain fight, v'yoyimru leimor v'lugovanim v'gvaracheinu v'fnei Hashem. And then, the Eibusha says, a few psukim later to Moshe Rabbeinu, kache samate, take the stick, v'hakel z'eidu atu v'arin uchichu, and a very clear instruction, v'dibartem el ha-sela. You should speak to the sela. Deinem, v'nusam meimo. Then it says, v'ikach Moshe samate mifnei Hashem, kashu tzivo, he takes the stick, but he also, v'ikalu Moshe v'aron esakul, pnei ha-sula, v'yoyimu lehem shimu no ha-moirim, ha-mina sela ze noitzu lechem maim, like we'll see soon, v'yure Moshe es yudoi, v'yaches ha-sela b'mateyu pa-maim, v'yitzu maim rabim v'teishto eidu b'irom, and all the Mefarshim, Rishonim, Achronim, all are trying to understand what went wrong and what happened here. So the Ossof Tzerebe says, Yitzchak Avinu said to Yaakov, Hakoil kol Yaakov v'aydaim de Esav. Your fight with Esav, which refers to the physical Esav, but also the spiritual Esav, is through one thing, Hakoil kol Yaakov. If you would excel in Hakoil Kol Yaakov, then there's no worries about Esav. Ein Aydaim de Esav, then Esav is not showing. However, if there's some lack in the Hakoil Kol Yaakov, then there'll be a struggle and be a fight. To the extent, he says, that if the mid of Hakoil Kol Yaakov is excelled, then there's no reason whatsoever to use any pu'ule, any deed, any mass in order to fight Esav. An example for that is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was the epitome of the middle of Dibur. Moshe Rabbeinu took the Eden out of Mitzrayim, and there he says, Hashem yiluchem luchem, ba'atem tacharishem. The fight, the war with Esav, whoever encounters Klal Yisrael, is not through war, not through a fight, rather through Dibur. And since Moshe was the man who took out the Eden of Eretz Yisrael, of Eretz Mitzrayim, and he excelled in this middle, in the koyach of Dibur, therefore there was no need of any physical war. The Medrash says, it says about Moshe Rabbeinu that loy ish devurim onoichi, which seems to be that there is a lack in his Dibur. But says the Medrash, this was prior to Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, then Eila advurim asher dibur Moshe, then Moshe was the Moshe. He excelled in this year. If it would remain like this in the Midbar, there would be no need of any more wars and any more fights. But straight afterwards, it says, Vayisu mirefidim after Kiyas Yamsu. And as Chazal teach us, refidim refers to ripui b'divrei Torah. Their connection to Torah was somehow, wasn't as it should be. Then, Vayuvah Amulek, and they had to have a physical fight. But it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu. The one who led the fight was Yeshua. Because like we said before, Moshe, his Madrega is Dibur, and therefore there's no need for any physical fight. But Yeshua took over there, and he was the one who led this fight. Say Chazal, if there wouldn't be the Chet of Meim Rive, the Yidden would go into Eretz Yisrael and there would be no physical fight there. There would be no wars. Whatever Yeshua went through, it wouldn't have happened if Moshe would take the Yidden to Eretz Yisrael, because as we explained, as long as Akol Koyakiv, then there's no need of using anything else to fight Esav. Now he comes back to the story of Meim Rive. Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you should talk, you should use speech when you speak to the rock. Which rock symbolizes Esav, symbolizes heart, symbolizes whatever he didn't have to fight with, the Yetzer Hara. And Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, use speech. That's your middle. And if you would do that, and if Moshe would do that, then there wouldn't be any issues. The Eden would go into Eretz Yisrael straight away without any more fights. Moshe didn't do that, for a reason we'll see soon. He used a physical act. He took a stick and he hit the rock. Once he did that, then there was already a gun in the middle of Dibur. And then what would happen is the Eden would have to go to Eretz Yisrael with a fight. But Moshe Rabbeinu can't lead him on the fight, because we said before, Moshe was the one who excelled in the middle of Dibur, and therefore it would be Yeshua who would take them to Eretz Yisrael. With this he explains, the Baal HaTurim says, Luchain, the Aibshe says after the story of the Meim River, Yoem HaShem el Moshe ve'la Aaron, Yan lo yemantem bila gishen ele b'nei Yisrael, Luchain, because of that, lo yitoviyo sakol azel le'uretz. What does Luchain mean? So the Baal HaTurim says the gematria of Luchain is the same of Mide b'mide. How is that Mide b'mide not going into Eretz Yisrael with the story of Meim Rive? Because they didn't use the power of speech. And therefore it had to be, therefore the Eden lost their Madrege. They had to go to Eretz Yisrael with a fight b'mase. And therefore, Moshe, it's not for you. It's for someone else. Because you excel in the Mide of Dibur. And the one who would take over, would engage in physical fights, would be Yeshua, and therefore it's Midah Keneged Midah for not doing what I said. You can't be the leader who brings the Eden to Eretz Yisrael. Similar, we see as well Rashi in Sefer Dvorim, that if there would be no Chet of the Meraglim, the Eden would fight the war without any weapons, starting Kli Zayin. What's the connection between the Chet HaMeraglim and a physical fight in Eretz Yisrael? Because the Chet HaMeraglim was a Chet in the Dibur, the spoke Lushin Hore, the Basa Oretz. So because they were poigim in the Dibur, therefore the Eden were not in this high level of being able to fight without any weapons, and therefore the only thing they had to do is to fight a physical war. But why didn't Moshe Rabbeinu choose to just listen to what Ayush said to him? Why did he change? Why did he use the stick to hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock? Rashi in Parshas Matos tells us that because Moshe was angry, Kaas brought him to make this mistake. Bodichal Kaas, Bodichal Tuz. When he said Shimon Ramoyim, there was an element of anger, and therefore he maybe forgot what Ayusha told him, or change it to some extent, and therefore he hit the rock, which is very hard to understand. You can forget a long sugya, but to forget the basic principle of speaking to the rock, what went wrong, what was the cause, why did this change Moshe Rabbeinu's choice of speaking to the rock? Explains the Osof Tzer Rebbe, when the Yidden came to Meim Rive, it wasn't just one more story. This was their test of how things will continue further. If Moshe Rabbeinu would be able to elevate the Eden and bring them to the Madrege of Dibur, then this will be the beginning of the next stage of going to Eretz Yisrael, as we said before. However, there was some fight between Klal Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu. If there's a fight between Klal Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu, then it's more difficult to elevate them to his level. This fight caused him to anger, and when a person gets angry, Chazal teaches us, then he loses some of his madrigas. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu said, I know I would have to use speech here, but I don't feel ready for it. I can't. If it's because Kaisel angered him, if it's because he himself got angry. So he said, if I will use speech, and it will only work if I excel in the speech, if I will use it and it won't work, it'll be a chilul Hashem, because people will say, you've spoken and that's worked. And I know the reason why. I know because I somehow lost the koyach of dibur at this instance. So therefore, he said he has no choice. He has to use the stick and he has to hit on the rock. What went wrong? Says the Otzer Tzerebbe, what went wrong is, he's right. He made the right calculation. But he missed one thing. Hashem said to him, speak to the rock. He should have said, I don't care how I feel. It doesn't make a difference which thoughts goes through my mind. If the Eibusher said, speak to the rock, I'm vatl myself, I'm connecting myself with the Emunah Pshuta to the words of the Bein Shem, and I'll speak to the rock. How will happen? What will happen? I don't know. That's after the Bein Shem. The Bein Shem told me very clear instructions, speak, I will speak. If you would have done that, even though, you're right, there was some lack in the Koyach of Dibur, but through this Emunah Pshuta, through this connection to the Bein Shem, you would be able to overcome that, and then you would show to Klal Yisrael the greatest Kiddush Hashem. That even when a person doesn't feel being in the right mindset, even if a person doesn't feel inspired or connected, it doesn't make any difference. If a person with a Munah Pshuta does whatever is right, then he could reach much more than whatever he would think. There's a famous story of one of the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov, who Erev Rosh Hashanah, the last Tfilah of the year, Mincha Erev Rosh Hashanah, which is a very important and precious Tfilah, where some say that one can elevate all Tfilahs of the entire year, he went in great lengths to preparing himself for this Tfilah, but when it came to starting davening, he couldn't concentrate. Even the simple Pirush HaMilos were too hard for him. He had all kinds of thoughts, and he really struggled I'm not talking about any Kabbalistic ideas which he usually would use when he davened, rather the just simple Pirush HaMilos was also a great struggle. After a long struggle, when he finished davening, he felt, what a failure. What a missed opportunity. Later, when Baal Shem Tov came out of the room, or I don't know if he doubled a different room, but whenever the Baal Shem Tov came to him, he said, I don't know what you did with your mincha. But whatever you achieved was something which many others struggled to achieve. And he was very puzzled. This was not the mincha he thought would be the most elevated mincha. But the Baal Shem Tov taught him that it doesn't make a difference how we feel. A person has to do whatever is right. And if he does whatever is right, then he would achieve much more, and a person is not measured towards his feeling and his connection. So this was what happened here by the Mei Meribah. Moshe Rabbeinu felt it's not right to speak, but he should have believed and trusted the Bein Shem. Yan lo yemantem lahagdisheni, if you would have this emine, then you would be able to succeed with whatever would happen afterwards. With this he explains beautifully, the Ramban brings one of the explanations what went wrong is from Rabbi Chananel, when Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Klal Yisrael, would we bring out water from this rock? And Rabbi Chananel says, what went wrong is we? Is it up to them? Is it up to Moshe Nahar? It's up to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So they shouldn't have said that we would be able to take out water from the rock. That's very difficult to understand. Did Moshe really have any doubt that whatever happens from the Rabbeinu Shalom? So he says beautifully, no. What he meant to say is the following. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Hamina sela noitzi lochem."